Welcome to Pep Talk with Papa, the podcast where we explore the lessons and advice of my 92-year-old Italian grandpa, John Biondi Jr. I'm your host, Bryce Farrell, St. Thomas student, and arguably the favorite grandchild of my papa. Today's episode is all about the faith life of my grandpa, or as I like to call him, Papa. Now, as long as I can remember, my papa has been singing in the church choir, praying, and going to Mass. But today, we're taking a deep dive into his life growing up and how it happened that he got so in touch with his faith. But before we hear from the man himself, let's check in to see what my mom, his daughter, has to say about him. So, Mom, how would you describe your dad?
Oh, my dad. How much time do we have? Let's see. My dad is a determined, hospitable, loving man who proudly lives his faith every day. My dad provided for his family no matter the sacrifices that were necessary. I'm really proud to call him my dad and for you guys to call him Papa.
I certainly agree with everything my mom said about Papa. He is a very determined man, as he put up with 6 kids in one house and was able to support them through Catholic school. He is also very hospitable, and I cannot remember a time when I left his house without something to drink or a snack to eat. Also, he is a man who proudly lives his faith every day. He regularly attends daily Mass and reads his Bible. Now, without further ado, let's get into the interview. Now, my conversation with Papa consists of 3 major topics: Papa's early life, entertaining stories, and advice for me. On the first topic, the first question I asked Papa was, "Where did you grow up, and what was it like?" He started his story in Endicott, New York, where he was born.
Well, in 1932, that's a long time ago, I was born in Endicott, New York. E-N-D-I-C-O-T-T, Endicott, New York, which is part of the triple cities of Binghamton, Johnson City, and Endicott. Lived there until I was 12, I believe, and then we moved, my father and mother and my younger brother, from Endicott, New York, to Herlong, California. That's a long way, and it was a long trip. It was a long rail trip, but it was nice. And my dad was employed in Endicott as a firefighter and got a job again as a firefighter in Herlong. So we moved bag and baggage, and we were there. As far as the early days in Endicott, we lived over my grandmother, Biondi. I grew up with 2 other cousins, Nick and Dickie, and they were also born in 1932. So about the 3 of us, plus Ralphie, who was a second cousin, we had pretty much regular fights as to who was going to do what to whom and all that kind of good stuff. Endicott was a particularly interesting place. It was the home also of my grandparents, the Biondis and the Pachanos. So we had a lot of Italian stuff going on. We were also very close to the church, St. Anthony's of Padua. And it was an interesting time growing up.
Papa continued to talk a lot about living in Herlong, including his 80-mile round-trip commute every day during his 4 years in high school. Then, Papa talked about his time in the military, bringing up some interesting stories, including two events that had a significant impact on the direction of his life. One was a coin flip, and the other was meeting a priest.
So, while there, they had a message that they needed a seaman to go back to San Diego to authorize or to dedicate another ship that was coming out of storage. And for the first time in my life, I kept my mouth shut because he said, okay, it's a heads or tails. It was between two of us who wanted to go back. He flipped the coin. I didn't say a word. The other guy called heads. It came up tails. So I went back to the United States.
This moment had a significant impact on Papa's life because when he returned to the United States, he was assigned to the USS Cockerel, which then returned to Korea. In Korea, he met Father Smith, a former prisoner of war and a Catholic priest, who encouraged him to consider the seminary.
At that particular place, I met Father Smith, who was a Maryknoll missionary from New York City, who was held prisoner by the Japanese during the war, escaped, went through, I think, India, and got back to New York. He was a Maryknoll missionary. I think he was ordained in the 20s or sometime. Marvelous man, absolutely marvelous guy. And with him, I had discussed about seminaries, and he said that, well, if you don't go in, you'll never know. So anyway, I corresponded with him after that. Anyway, got discharged, came back to Hurlong. I think I worked, as an ammunition, something to do there. And then I went into seminary in 1954, spent 2.5 years there, and then decided that the priestly life wasn't for me, but I was so thankful, thank God, that I had that time in the seminary, because it was really, really critical.
Although Papa obviously did not end up becoming a Catholic priest, he still considers his years in the seminary as valuable because they helped him deepen his faith considerably. After this, Papa talked a little bit more about how he met my grandma and raised his family. Finally, it came down to our third and final section, which is about life lessons and advice for me. The question I asked Papa was, "Do you have any advice for me on how I can deepen my faith?" And his answer was very insightful, and I'm sure I'll carry his words with me for as long as I live.
I think the thing that you've got to remember is God is always there. Blessed Mother is available for help, as is St. Joseph or whoever patron saint happens to be. But underneath it all, after all of the stuff that goes on, and you got an awful lot of stuff going on, high school and racing and all that stuff, beneath that is God, and with His grace, you would raise that to the first level to always be where you are. That no matter what you're doing, you know that God is with you. You have your own special prayer that you've made up, and that's something to always remember. And you'll have, I assume, I don't know, but it's not an easy life, and it's not going to get any easier. But the trust in God, the obedience to God, is primary. That's all I can say. Does that help you at all? I mean,
yes, sir. I think that was very powerful advice.
Okay. Well, see, you're at that age now, boy. You got to get going. You're racing and all that stuff. There's all kinds of distractions. But if you start each day with whatever prayer you want or have, and just acknowledge the fact that God is there and He's with you, with you. You always have His help whenever you need it. And you may not get your way, but He's there.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Pep Talk with Papa. I hope this 10-minute glimpse into the life of my 92-year-old grandpa gave you something inspiring to think about. If you would like to hear more Pep Talks with Papa, consider following us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Arrivederci.